Well, hello. It's Santa Claus, and I am delighted to speak with you today from my home here in the North Pole. Oh, there are so many Christmas lights as I look outside my window. And, well, with the fresh snow on the ground, it certainly feels like the Christmas season. Well, can you see signs of Christmas where you are? How about around your home? It does make me feel so happy this time of year. Well, you will often hear me say that Christmas is a season of giving and not the season of getting. Well, have you ever given a gift to someone that you love? Why, it doesn't need to be something you buy in a store. In fact, here is a secret from me to you. Grown-ups especially love presents that you make yourself. Well, a special drawing or even a card that says I love you can be a wonderful, wonderful gift. Oh, you know what? I know a wonderful story about the joy that comes from giving to others. It is a book called Noel's Gift, and it is written and illustrated by Holly Brooke Jones. But do you know what the word illustrated means? It means the person that creates all the wonderful pictures on the pages, and there are some beautiful pictures in this book. Well, I'll read you the story now, and since you can't see the pictures, do try to imagine in your mind the way that you think they look. Okay? Okay. The sun was shining on the freshly fallen snow. Oh, now, can you picture that in your mind? Good. The sun was shining on the freshly fallen snow. Jack and Noel, well, I will tell you, they are a pair of penguins. Jack and Noel were getting ready for their annual snow cone sale. Friends, family, and neighbors all lined up to purchase their delicious frozen treat. Jack and Noel worked all day scooping snow and adding fun flavors to make their frozen treat taste yummy. Their hard work paid off, and they split the money they made between themselves. Jack wanted to use his money to buy a rocket or maybe a toy dinosaur. He couldn't decide. What are you going to buy with your money? He asked Noel. I'm going to buy a Christmas gift for a friend, she said. Why would you want to do that? He asked her. Last year, I bought my little sister a toy. I had fun picking it out, wrapping it, and seeing the joy on her face when she opened it, she replied. How could giving a gift be more fun than buying a new toy for yourself? He asked. It made me feel happy, she said. You should give a gift to someone, too, and see if it makes you feel happy, she said. Sure, why not, he said. Noel was the smartest friend he had. At the mall, they looked at all the toys. Jack saw so many things he wanted for himself. A bike, a ball, and a science kit. Noel was interested in the jewelry, dolls, and dinosaurs. After a while, they saw some ice skates. They both agreed they'd be a great gift. Jack didn't want to get them for someone else, though. He imagined himself spending a day on the frozen pond, skating and learning tricks. How could buying a gift for someone else be better than a day spent ice skating? He needed an extra day to decide what he was going to do. He wanted to know if giving a gift was as fun as Noel said it was, but he also wanted to buy those ice skates for himself. The next day, Jack returned to buy the ice skates. He picked up the pair that he wanted for himself, but then he remembered what Noel had said about the nice feeling she got when she gave her sister a gift. It warmed his heart to think about her little sister playing with the gift. He felt so lucky to have a caring friend like Noel. he wanted to do something nice for her to show her how much he cared about her. He had an idea. That afternoon, he found Noel handing out homemade scarves to the birds near the pond. "I have a gift for you," he said as he handed her a neatly wrapped package. The happiness that he felt when he saw the expression on Noelle's face as she opened her gift was priceless. She was right. Giving was just as much fun as receiving, maybe even better. He felt so much joy as he watched Noelle put her skates on and glide around the pond. It was the best feeling. "Thank you," Noelle said. "I love them so much. I was having so much fun, I almost forgot." She handed Jack a gift. Jack unwrapped the gift. It was the skates he wanted. They both laughed that they had given each other ice skates. As Noel and Jack waddled home that evening, Noel asked, "Do you want to go ice skating again tomorrow?" "No," said Jack. "Let's sell snow cones again so that we can make enough money to buy ice skates for all of our friends." Isn't that a wonderful story? Well, speaking of giving to others, I'd like to thank so many of you for sending me letters. Oh, you should see the stacks and stacks of letters on my desk right now. Well, right here in my hand, I have some letters I just finished reading. Oh, they were wonderful. So thank you, Izzy, Hayden, James, Zachary, Janie, Thomas, Liam, and all of you who have sent me letters in recent days. I do enjoy reading them so very much. Now, I must go and give Mrs. Claus the letters that you also have written to her. I know how much she enjoys reading them too. But I'll be back again to speak with you tomorrow. And before I go, let me remind you, do be kind to others, and not because of my list, but because it is the right thing to do.